I believe Genesis, because Jesus did.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new booklet, Gay Marriage, What Are the Answers? Well, Ken, are there any Bible passages that show us how Jesus Christ viewed the book of Genesis?
You know, there certainly are. The fact that Jesus quoted directly from Genesis on a number of occasions, treating it as real history, is the reason I take Genesis in a literal, straightforward way. The Bible teaches that Jesus is the truth and the Word, so he's not going to lead us to believe something is true if it's only myth or allegory. For instance, in Matthew 24, Jesus referred to Genesis when reminding people about the story of Noah. He warned them that just as there had been a real judgment by a flood, so there'll be coming judgment. Obviously, Jesus treats the event of Noah's flood as a real historical event. He accepted this flood account in Genesis as truth. Then in Matthew 19, Jesus Christ quoted directly from Genesis about the creation of Adam and Eve. He showed that the meaning of marriage is built on the literal events of Genesis. And in John chapter 5, Jesus said, "If you don't believe the writings of Moses, which included Genesis, then how could you believe his words?" He stated this because all the doctrine he taught was ultimately founded in Genesis. It's absolutely vital that we accept this book.
In his new booklet, Ken Ham tackles the controversial topic of gay marriage. Read his free booklet, Gay Marriage, What Are the Answers, when you log on to AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.